It's always very challenging to say a shiur, trying to figure out where everybody's holding. So I gave up on that. But I was told that the yeshiva is learning Cheskes Sabbatim. So to say on Cheskes Sabbatim, some is also not shovel l'chol nefesh. So I'll speak about Inyani Chazaka and Mistama that affects every chelik of Shulchan Aruch. So wherever you're holding, you'll find a way to apply it. We find the Inyan of Chazaka with different applications. We have Chazaka where it's Negei Surim, Chazaka that's learned from a Pasek, Chazaka Mikara. We also have Cheskas Mamein, and within Cheskas Mamein we have Chazaka Mashatachas Yad Adam Shaloihu. We have Cheskas Marakama, which is a discussion in Achronim, whether Cheskas Marakama is something that's built on the parsha of Chazaka Mikara, learned from Isurim, or it's something that's not built upon that. We find many sugyas, this is more in Rishonim than in the Gemara, where you'll have conflicting Chazakas, and the Rishonim will discuss how do you figure out which Chazaka to deal with. You will have some sugyas that touch on it. You have a sugi in Ksuvis that speaks about the mile of Cheskes Haguf, and the Gemara speaks about whether Rabbi Shua's Maida you go with Cheskes Haguf, and that's also a discussion in Achronim, how do you define Cheskes Haguf. But the concept that you'll have Chazaka and you'll have an Adifus in one over the other, that's something that you have in many places. The Shaila is, if the Parsha of Chazaka, whether it's Isurim or the Parsha of Chazaka when it comes to Mamanis, is essentially one Parsha. The Parsha of Chazaka by Isurim is one Parsha. We learn from the Torah a Parsha called Chazaka. Or the Parsha of Chazaka by Mamain. So Cheskas Mamain seems to be a Svara. So where do the Chalukim in Chazaka come from? What's the idea behind these Chalukim? What are Chazal looking at when they're looking at one kind of Chazaka as being other from another kind of Chazaka? Tosfos in Chulin wants to know that we have a parsha of Chazaka where there's no Reya Solofaneinu. If you have a question of whether something changed and you have no reason to suspect that it changed, so we have a Makar in the Torah that you're not Mechuyah to be Chashish. But we also use Chazaka when there's some reason to be Mesupik. Did it change? When did it change? Where does that come from? So Tosfos shows that within the parsha of Chazaka that we have in the parsha of Negayim, that not only do we have a rai that there's such a thing as Chazaka when we have no indication to be ma'ir asafik, but even if we know that something changed and it's a question of when, we also have within the parsha of Negayim that we use Chazaka. So that much, Zok Tosfos, it's muchach also from the Torah that we use Chazaka. But at the same time, as much as we have rayas from the Torah that we use Chazaka, the reality is, this is clear more in Achreinim, that the taikif of the Chazaka in that type of situation, and the taikif of Chazaka in a situation where there was no hisayris of a safik, is going to be different. That as much as Chazaka has the power of creating dinim, which are avadai, but when you have opposing forces, and you have a Chazaka where there's no makom lehistapik, where there's no reyasa, and you have Chazaka where there is something that was nailad, we'll deal with it differently. So I just want to be masbir what I feel is the general idea behind Chazaka, and what allows the chalukim that we find in the Gemara. I think that the Chiddush HaTorah of Chazaka is taking into account, it's a Chiddush HaTorah, taking into account Allah Halacha, the matziv that we find before the latest HaSafik. Because the way you define what Chazakah really says is the word Chazakah means something was established. When something is Huchsak in a certain state, now we could use different terminology, but I think the simplest way to put it is whatever is assumed without any hisiris of a question is what's muhsik. Somebody's holding something, he's muhsik as the bailam. The pshat over there is because the stum is, if he has it, it's his. So that's machsik him as the bailam. If somebody's living in a piece of karka, with no marakama, there's no opposing marakama, the stum is that he's the bailam of the karka. If somebody has a behema, the stum is that it's his behema. If you have a situation where you have truma, the stum is it's tahira unless you find the sheretz in the vicinity. But otherwise, Kol Reis Ad Lechazin Lemachsakinan says that we're not mechuyif to be mestapik. That means we're being machzik. Whatever we assumed has halachic weight. That's the power of chazaka. When a suffix is noilad, so we have different types of situations when we use chazaka. Sometimes the chazaka is telling us when something happened. Sometimes chazaka is telling us if something happened. We have a suffix if something became tame. So leaving aside the sugya of mishus harav mishus hayachid, but just looking purely from the chazaka perspective, so the din chazaka would say that if you have a suffix if something became tame, it doesn't provide birurim in the sense that I'm guessing or I feel likelihood is greater one way more than the other. But it's really, it is exer sakosu. But the halacha says that you are machziket as tahira. You have a suffik if the sheretz that flew by or whatever it may be touched it. So the halacha allows you to keep it at its status quo. That's what the din chazaka says in that instance. Chazaka, the pashtas, does not provide any birurim in the sense that we feel that this is more likely, but in its taikif, it can have a din of a vaday. You have a machlekes in the Gemara, whether by trey a trey, you'll use chazaka. The Gemara calls a trey sveka deraisa sveka derabban. That machlekes, trey trey sveka deraisa sveka derabbanan, is a machlekes a rishonim, how we paskin. Taisa says we paskin sveka derabbanan, we use chazaka min atayra. The Ramban says we paskin sveka deraisa. But there, each one has his own version of what sveka deraisa and sveka derabbanan means. But lamashal, if you speak to Taisvis and you ask him what happens by a trey, and you have a cheskas eishes ish. So Taisa says, Beferish, that you'll kill somebody. Somebody's mezana with an eshesish, where there's a tray that says that she was a nizgarsha. Taisa says, without ishataiku mintsuva, that we would kill her. Because chazaka paskins that she's an eshesish. So clearly in that instance, it's not being mevar anything. What it's essentially saying is that the Torah is saying you don't have the ability to be matol suffik in what was huchsak before. So even though if I ask you, do you have any sense as to whether or not there was a good gerushin or not, I don't really know whether there was a good gerushin, but her status of eishes ish, I don't have a right to be matol suffik in. And that status that was huchsak, even though it be'emes doesn't speak to the suffik, it just says that her matziv, which was huchsak as an eishes ish, beforehand, I am now coming to be ma'ira shayla pide the trey a trey. Did something happen? So the if you hold sveka derabbanan, that means benatayr, you can use chazak, it's not called a suffik. It essentially says that you ignore the suffik. That's what it's saying according to Taisus. Now here you have a very interesting machlaikis, which touches a little bit on this broader question of when you have a chazaka that you paskin with, do you hold that there's a crack in the chazaka? It's klar in Taisus. Taisus says beferish. that if the woman would say, "Bari li," that I'm not any longer an Eishes Ish, that we're going to kill her. Taisa says a beferish, without the Daiko Mintzava. The Rashba writes that if you have a tray, even if you'll say, "Tray a tray, Sveika de Rabbanan," but B'mokim Bari, the Rashba says, we'll leave her alone. In Nisus Leseitse. Now, the Rashba is maskim. He's going in the Mandama, "Tray a tray, Sveika de Rabbanan," that we're going to paskin, as far as we're concerned, we're going to paskin, she's an Eishes Ish. But we don't have a right to impose upon her what we're paskining, because she doesn't have a suffix. So from our perspective, if a woman who was muhzekas as an Eishes Ish came into Bezin and said, "I'm a grusha," so leaving aside the sugya of a woman who says, "Bifnei bala, gerashtani," leaving aside that sugya, a woman comes and says her husband is not present, she says, "I'm a grusha." So Bezin's machzik her as an Eishes Ish, and they would kill her. Over here, Bezdin says, we are going to paskin your Eishes Ish. You are not meshubit to us because you claim that you don't have a suffix because you're a bari. So you have a situation where we're going to be machzik her as an Eishes Ish. We're going to use chazaka. We're not going to give her the status of a suffix Eishes Ish. She's a vadi Eishes Ish. And again, the Rishonim are discussing when the Gemara says, Habo leo b'ashem tolikai. It's not a suffix. She's a vadi Eishes Ish. So Taisus, again, that's all part of Taisus's cheshbon of what makes the reis that isha daiko mintzava. But otherwise it would be a chatos. But the Rashba says, but she, when she's a bari, the Gemara answers, by Meres bari, when she's a bari, sak the Rashba, we're going to leave her alone. So you have a situation where we're going to be machzakar as an Eishes Ish because klapi us, we don't have any mokum lehistapik. Her emeris barili does not create any doubt. The trey etrey doesn't give her the status of a suffix. But afalpichein, the fact that there exists a trey etrey allows her to say grushani and she becomes untouchable. That's because we can't say that you're muchzik as an Eishes Ish, and therefore we have no breira but to kill her, because she has no nemonis to say anything. We're maskim that this was a psak, where a suffix was nailad. So we recognize the latest a suffix, and even though it seems we resolved it, we paskin with chazaka that she's an Eishes Ish, but afapichin, we're recognizing that there's a trey of trey, and therefore she can't be touched. And this is leseitze. When you have chazakas that are directly in conflict, so the Gemara in Ksuva says that there's a maila in Cheskes Haguf. Cheskes Haguf is better. So what's the definition of a Cheskes Haguf? So to me it seems that the maila of Cheskes Haguf is, if I could use this terminology, it's the chazaka that's muchzik. It's the chazaka that was already machzik. If you have a situation where you are machzik something, and then a suffix was noila because you found that something changed. A woman got married, and then later you discovered mumin. And you have a suffix. When were the mumin there? Were the mumin there prior to the kiddushin, so the kiddushin wasn't chal? Was a chal afterwards? That's our suffix. So in that sugya, we have different chazakas that are being worked with. There's what's called a cheskes haguf, that she didn't have mumin. There's a cheskes pnuya, that says the kedushin wasn't chal. You have other cheshbonis in the sugya. So when you look at that kind of a sugya, we have conflicting chazakas. What's the yichus of what we call the cheskes haguf, that we say she was muhsekes, is not having any mumin prior to the finding of the mumin? What's the maila in that? You find that a chazaka mikara keneged a chazaka de hashta. The Gemara uses the lashon of chasel afaneinu. The Rishonim refer to it as a chazaka de hashta. Why is a chazaka mikara better than a chazaka de hashta? The reason why chazaka mikara is better than a chazaka de hashta is because essentially chazaka always says that what you see is what you should assume is the way it is. So if you find something a certain way, Chazaka the Hashta says that you should assume this is the way it was. Chazaka Mikara tells us, if you know it was a certain way, then you should assume it still is. When you're machzik, l'moshel, you have a mikveh, and you find it's chaser, and you have a question, when did it become chaser? Until the moment that you discovered the chasarin, it was muchzik as being b'shlemus. So that means the chazaka mikara was already machzik. I guess we could call it, even though there was no halacha l'maisa that you're mesupik about, but it was already activated. You were machzik. This mikveh was b'cheskas kosher, because it was once filled up, we knew it was malay. And if somebody were to ask me what's its status, I'm saying it's b'cheskas, a kosher, a mikveh. So it's muchzik as a kosher, a mikveh. Now when I find that it's chaser, what am I trying to do? Because I found that it's chaser, I now want to revisit what I was machzik. I want to essentially say, perhaps I was wrong in being machzik, b'shlemus, because it's chaser now. It could have become chaser a moment ago, could have been chaser an hour ago. I don't know when it became chaser. If I found a mikveh chaser, I would say mechatesi was ever kosher. But this mikveh I know was kosher. So the maila and the chazaka mikar of this mikveh is that it was muchzik al pi that chazaka before I found this chaser lefanai. So that chazaka, it's not just two chazakas opposing each other. As I have the chazaka of the tamei. The person was taivol, so his cheskas tuma would tell me maybe the mikveh wasn't malay when he was taivol. But the mikveh was already machzik. The cheskas shlemus of the mikveh was machzik before I found any question. Before I had any reason to be mistapik, I was already machzik the mikveh as a kosher a mikveh. So that means a moment ago, I was machzik the mikveh's kosher. And if the person would say, I have a cheskas tuma, maybe I'm not a tohar, I would say, you're tohar. Because you were taivol in a mikveh that's muchzik bekashrus, so you're tohar. Now when the chazaka, the hashta, comes to challenge what it's trying to do, it's trying to not simply go against what the chazaka mikara is telling me now. It's trying to be oiker what the chazaka mikara was already machzik. So I think that this is the way you define cheskes haguf. That the mailan cheskes haguf is the chazaka that was already huchzak before you were mistapik. Before the suffix started, that's what you were machzik. There is a complicated case in Ksuvit, in Taisus and Ksuvis, the Gemara calls a cheskes haguf, where a person, the way Taisus learns, a person is a mitzayra, and then he still has the nega, he found a nega that was hofach, seir hofach lovan, and it's a suffix. What was the seder? Did it turn white before the seir lovan? Was the seir lovan, which one came first? So it makes an afkamina whether you're tummy or not. The Gemara brings that as a dugma of cheskes haguf. So it's a little bit complicated because Taisvis there understands that what makes him muchzik lechatchila as a mitzayra is because he was a mitzayra. Then this suffik was nailad. Then the original nega went away. And now I'm trying to paskin whether or not he still has a nega. So anybody would want could look at the Taisvis, but I think in the Cheshbin Hadvarim, there are a couple of chedushim that come out of that Taisvis, but I think in the Cheshbin Hadvarim, the yisoid of it, I think, is the same. That you have to identify before latest hasafik, what were we machzik? Now, in that particular case, we were machzikim as a mitzayra. It's a little more complicated in that case because he was a mitzayra because of a different nega. And the question now is on this nega. What happened here? Was the seir lovin before the nega or the nega before the seir lovin? So that's part of the chiddush of that Rabbeinu Tam, that he's a muchzik as a mitzayra. To me, it comes out of that taisvis that on the tzad he has another nega. There's no tara even from the first nega. So that status of mitzayra is in question. Did something happen to prevent it from going off or not? So I think what allows that to be called cheskes haguf is not because we're dealing with physical changes. I think what allows it to be called cheskes haguf is because he was muchzik as a mitzayra, and we are now mesupik whether he could become tohar from his tzaras because the new nega that appeared, and that's what allows it to be called Cheskos Haguf. In Dini Mominis, we have conflicting chazakas, Cheskas Mamon and Cheskas Marakama. But there are chlal cheskas mamon, having possession is better than cheskas marakama, except by karka and by dvar masuyim lahashal lahaskir or by gaidris. So then the cheskas marakama is stronger. Now there it's also a question of when trying to figure out the strength of something. It's again, I think it's the musko rishon that we're trying to deal with. You find an interesting thing. If a person has a behem in his possession, he's a muchzik. If a person living in karka, he's the muchzik. If a person has a behem in his possession and the marakama comes and challenges him, the marakama wins. Why does the marakama win? Because since animals move around, so maybe he pulled it off the street, maybe he wandered in his rishus. So that means my possession doesn't prove that I'm the Bailim. But if it doesn't prove I'm the Bailim, it still doesn't prevent me from becoming the Muchzik if I have a dintayr with somebody who's not the Marakam. As if I have a behemoth in my possession and somebody claims it's his, and I claim that it's mine, Bezen treats me as the Muchzik. And if the other person were to challenge me and say, you're not the Bailim, and your possession doesn't prove anything, my response is, if I have it, mistama am the bailim. Now the mistama am the bailim means that mistama I didn't pull it off the street, mistama didn't wander into my rishus. The mistama there, it's kemat as if the mistama there is within that context. In the matzev where there's no marakama challenging me, the mistama is that I'm the bailim, and therefore I become the muchzik. In a situation where somebody could prove that he's the marakama and challenge me, and I have to defend myself by saying, yes, you're the marakama, but I bought it. So now there's a shift in what I need to be mechiach. Now, why do I need to be mechiach? What's wrong with the mistama am the bailim? So over there you see the way Chazal deal with it, that because there's a marakama, so to say mistama, you're not the bailim, is a hard thing to hear. There's a mistama am a ganif. There's no mistama am a ganif. But the marakama is someone who was muksik as the bailim. The way I understand it is, nothing happened to break the muskorishan. I'm muksik as the marakama. If you see the behema, the stum is, it's muksik as being mine. Now the strength of the marakama is because it became already huksik as being mine. The fact that it was huksik as mine means that the starting point of the din Torah is going to be from that point. I'm huchzik as bailim as of whatever it is. And as right now we're standing in Bezna fighting. You have the behema, I'm calling you a ganif. And you're saying, I have the behema, mistama. Why isn't it mistama that it's mine? So what does marakama do? So the way I understand it is, and this is really the shaila in the achrayim. Essentially what marakama does is, it says, let's turn back the clock. Let's go back to whatever stage it was. I owned it. You know that a year ago I owned it. You know that 6 months ago I owned it. That's a dover, that's muskab. So let's go back. 6 months ago, you were machzik me as the bailim. The question that's now lefaneinu is not in a vacuum. If it's in a vacuum, mistama, if you have it, you're the bailim. Because I have a right to say, but I was the bailim 6 months ago or a year ago, the emes now, the din Torah, becomes a din Torah that starts with that. Because I was the Bailim 6 months ago, and you're machzik me as the Bailim 6 months ago, you're now coming to say something changed. So now you have to be mechiach that something changed. Possession by Goydris is not a hechacha, something changed. So the way I understand that over there, the Cheskas Marakama can be better than the Chazaka of Hashta, is not because there's a greater hechacha in Marakama over Chazaka da Hashta. Zolzayn, that having a behema is not conclusive. Zolzayn, having a behema is not something that's compelling. But Marakama is certainly not compelling. The fact that I own the behema says that I'll never sell it. There's nothing that says that past ownership means that it can't be that it was sold. What I understand, the mile of Marakama is only that if I've been established as the Bailim, the Din Torah now changes from a Din Torah not simply of who currently owns the behemah. The Din Torah now becomes, was there a transaction to be mitzi it from the Rishus of the Marakam? Once that becomes the question, now you have to be mechiach that there was such a transaction. The same thing is true by karka. A person is living in a piece of karka where machzikim is the bailim, no questions asked. I come now and I bring edim, I was the bailim, the Marakam, less than 3 years ago. So I'm now the muchzik as the bailim then. Not now, machzik as the bailim then. So why does it make it that now I'm stronger than you? So granted, as a machlekes rishonim, why is it by karka there's no chazaka, either because it's like gaidris, because you could easily walk in. Some seem to hold there's no tvisa by karka. But everybody's maskim. If there was no marakama, you wouldn't look at the karka as called olin gvar. You would say whoever's in the karka is the muchzik in the karka. So the way I understand it is that once there's a marakama, that now becomes the starting point of the din Torah. If I establish myself as the established bailim as of then, it's not a hechacha that today I'm the bailim. It just means if you want to go forward, you have to prove that that became ice. In this regard, it's a me'ain of situations where you have a woman that's muchzik as an eishes ish. She got married 10 years ago. So you have a din Torah today, or she's coming to, with herself today and saying, I became divorced. What are we saying? It has to be that you're married because you got married 10 years ago. We're not saying that. We're saying you were muchzik as an eishes ish 10 years ago. That's machzik, your status. What you're coming to do now is essentially uproot what we were machzik then. That remains becheskas that until we become aware of change. Memela, that becomes the, we'll call it the status quo. The reason why the burden of proof is on what we call the mitzi is because you're essentially coming to say there was something this chadish to be oiker, what was once established. So it's not that what's established is more compelling than the other person's argument. It's just that whatever was established now needs to be nekar in order for us to look at things differently. That's why I feel that you'll have certain chazakas that will end up being stronger only because of the fact that they became already huchzik, established, and now the other chazakas, it's not just two chazakas are conflicting what to say. You can have situations, you have gemaras where the gemara has a suffix, the gemara has a gemara in a chaylitz where you're trying to figure out, you know, who's the child from this one, from that one. So you have different things in conflict. That's b'shas maisa, they're in conflict. So chazal will have to figure out, is one better than the other, that they cancel each other out. Here it's not just simply one against the other. Here one of them is already established. The other one is coming to be oiker what was established. If you're coming to be oiker what was established, that's what makes it, we'll call, weaker than the other, because essentially it has to be mitzi from the muchzik. Okay, these are some thoughts on chazaka. Okay, good to vach.
Bari, so why is kind of Bari good enough? She doesn't have this.